I want to speak to Wayne Denner, who is the internet and public, internet and social media expert. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
10th anniversary today of the first tweet being sent, Wayne.
Exactly. Big happy birthday to Twitter and, of course, Jack Dorsey sending that first tweet 10 years ago today.
So are you more a Twitter man or a Facebook man yourself?
I'm a massive Twitter fan, very excited, love Twitter. For me, Twitter is where news breaks. It's where I get my news every day. It's the first thing I check when I wake up in the morning and the last thing I check before I go to bed at night. So for me, it's very much a news source.
It is an excellent service in that capacity. It's also been, you know, abused all roads and directions by all and sundry, as indeed Facebook has. But there's, for me, there's something about Facebook when you go on it, you're searching for stuff. You know, it just, it seems to be all over the place. With Twitter, it's succinct.
Yeah, the great thing about Twitter, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, is how quick it moves. There's always new content updating on it. It's refreshing all the time. People are using it for that purpose, to share news stories. And, you know, 500 million tweets sent a day and 320 million monthly active users, and over 80% of those are active on a mobile device. So it is very much a mobile platform.
I am, just as I'm scrolling here, I'm getting slagged, of course, about the City United game yesterday. Lots of that on Twitter. It's an excellent service indeed for having a poke at someone for all the right reasons. But sadly, it is abused, and the trolls, are they out of control?
You know, the thing with Twitter is, I suppose, everyone is a critic now. You know, there's a lot of citizen journalism taking place on it. They've had issues in the past with, obviously, people setting up fake accounts and the whole aspect of, you know, it is one of the only social media platforms now that you can get away with being anonymous. And they still have that available to people. Yeah, there's a lot of issues around trolling, a lot of concerns with safety on Twitter. And I think that's something that has caused issues for Twitter in the past, with Dick Costello himself actually saying that, you know, he didn't handle the whole issues of trolling on the platform the way it needed to be handled. And as a result of that, they have tried to step up their measures around safety particularly, and also improving their reporting mechanisms within Twitter so that people can block and report content and those accounts that are being used to troll other people.
And significant amount of adult content on it as well, which makes it concerning if you're trying to bring up a young teenage boy or girl.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big challenge for many social networking platforms, really ensuring that the reporting mechanisms within the platforms are robust enough and that people can report inappropriate content, whether that be on Twitter or on Facebook. And I think as users of these platforms, we have a duty of care as well, that if we see things on Twitter that we feel shouldn't be there, that we actively report that content and that we help them improve that service as well.
Yeah, I check our Facebook account simply because it's part of the program duty and I'm aware of what's on it. We have producers here who feed into it, and I don't think I've populated Facebook at all in the past month, but I have read it. As for Twitter, I'm never off it. Is that the beginning of a slight addiction that's been going on for the, you know, is it an addiction that I have to something that's been going on for 10 years? Because, you know, I feel that I need to check Twitter about every 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think, you know, while I think there, you know, there is issues and concerns around, you know, overuse of these platforms and overuse of the technology, I think, you know, really looking at it from how 10, 15 years ago, we would have sat in a hotel or a restaurant, we might have picked up the newspaper in the morning and we would have checked what was happening in the world. We now gravitate towards Twitter, and that's how I get my news and that's how you get your news. We're sitting and we're scrolling through Twitter and we're seeing what's happening in the world. I mean, last year, I was just reading the other day that the One Direction breakup was the most retweeted tweet of 2015. It went absolutely viral, and Twitter was where that story actually broke. So for me, it's very much where we get our news. They surely, Twitter, have more work to do around keeping people safer online, reporting of that content, getting rid of those trolls. But it's a great platform. I do enjoy it as well.
Yeah, see, Kathy making a reference there to, you said this twice, it's where you get your news from, and you repeated it. And Kathy saying, Frank, do you not get your news from UTV and U105? The reality is, of course, that we do it on Twitter too. If you want to hear what's happening from UTV. Follow the UTV journalists on Twitter. They'll have it on Twitter well before it'll ever be on a TV screen.
That's exactly it. So it's those news outlets now utilising Twitter to their own advantage so that they can get the news that's happening on U105, what's coming on the shows, what the presenters are going to be talking about, push that out through Twitter. Because the bottom line is, I might not be in the car at the time, I might not be listening to the radio, but I might see something coming up on Twitter that makes me want to tune into U105 and listen to that show. So yeah, exactly, it's linking it back to what's happening.
Totally. And finally, Wayne, it isn't as big as Facebook. Why is Facebook the mammoth success?
Yeah, I mean, Facebook's been around for 2 to 3 years longer than Twitter. Facebook is very, you know, people are very comfortable with using Facebook. All their friends are using Facebook. It's a great way to keep in touch with family and friends. So whilst Twitter has struggled to have the success that Facebook has had, it's certainly one to watch. There's a lot of buying up of other products now. Periscope being integrated with Twitter. Obviously, Facebook's behind, actually, on the live video element of its product. So it's going to be interesting to see if Twitter can maybe creep ahead with that live video and that integration of Periscope, but it's certainly one to watch. And I think grandparents are actually the fastest growing on Twitter right now.
And there's another problem with another line, but right at the very, very end of it. Wayne, good speaking to you. Thank you.
Cheers, Frank. Talk soon.
That's Wayne Denner.